White, W.C. White, Mary. Carthage Jefferson Park Campground, September 11, 1877. Dear friends at home, Willie and Mary. We are most pleasantly situated here in camp. We have two large tents with nicely laid floors. Our tent is pitched under a large tent so that heat or cold cannot affect us much. Stoves in the tents, a carpet on the solid board floor. I wish Mary were here now, for she could have every convenience. We are cared for in every respect, abundantly. Father endured the journey well yesterday. We had to change cars 4 times, waited. We were at the depot at Morrisville at 6:30. Cars delayed. We were a large number waiting for the train. Some of the frivolous sort were there keeping up a constant train of levity and small foolish talk. Loud and boisterous laughter was quite annoying and disgusting. I could but think of the words of inspiration, as the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of the fool. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 6. Shallow, weak heads and hard hearts we meet everywhere we go. At 9:00, we took the train to Swarton Junction. We arrived there about 11:00. We got to rest about 12. Poor accommodation, indeed. A good bed was provided for Sister Ings and myself, but the men, Father, Haskell, and Smith, were turned into a room with 4 rough-looking beds, all to be occupied. They would not accommodate themselves to the situation, and a room was emptied of 2 young men, and Father and Elder Haskell took that room. Brother Smith had to sleep on a lounge in the parlor. Strange hotel. Early in the morning, 4:15, we, Sister Ings and I, were up preparing for to take the cars at 6:30. We took our breakfast at the depot and enjoyed it. After riding until 12:00, we came to Potsdam Junction, changed cars with the intelligence we must wait 3 hours for a train to take us to our appointment. We borrowed a team to take us 1/2 mile from depot to a grove. There we ate our dinner in peace and enjoyed it. In the depot were crying restless children and talking stirring people. In the beautiful grove on the river's bank, we had all things agreeable. The team came for us again at car time, and we stepped on board the car for to pursue our journey. We try to take extra pains for to make everything enjoyable to Father. We had to change cars 3 times in the afternoon before getting to the ground. We arrived at the ground about 7:00. Our tent was pitched, the planed floor laid, and beds arranged. We got to rest in good beds in very good season. Father did not sleep well, but rested well during the night. This morning we had a very precious season of prayer. Our hearts were drawn out in fervent supplications to God, and we felt that we could not cease our importunities until we had the assurance of the help from God we so much needed. We were all much blessed. Father is gaining in strength daily. He slept well this morning after he had taken his breakfast. He is riding out now. He has a good carriage and rides out when he pleases. We allow no business matter brought before him. He takes part in the meetings quite often, but does not try to give an entire discourse. The Lord is our helper. The Lord is our Redeemer, our everlasting friend. My health is good for me. I have worked hard, very hard, but I am better than when I left home. Sister Ings says, tell her husband she has not had a letter but once since she left home. She expected one at Vermont. None came. She wants to have you say to him that she is well and doing well. It is now Wednesday morning. There is a good array of tents on the ground, and the meeting will commence 1 day previous to appointment. There are so many on the ground. Well, we received the best bit of a letter from Willie last night, enclosing one from Van Horn, and a something we know nothing about and can do nothing about. Mother.